Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yeah, I know. It's like hot girl summer, but nothing really. I mean, but COVID, so like it wasn't really hot girl summer.
I know. I feel like everyone was just trying to bring it to the next thing. Like hot girl autumn, like hot girl winter.
Yeah, that's literally me. I'm just
we
like,
we just want to be hot.
Yeah, literally. That's all I know. It feels like you're closing all the tabs on a computer, on your computer, and starting fresh.
I like that. I like that. Hello, hello, friends. Welcome back to Acting My Age with me, Rohini Elise. I am so hyped for this episode. Oh my gosh. The lovely and beautiful Sophia Rose, aka Wellness with Soph, is coming on the podcast today. She's just incredible. I love her content. Like, she's everything I aspire to be. She's just super spiritual and like makes these amazing recipes and just seems so cool and such a light on this planet. So I'm really excited to talk to her. I've never actually talked to her before, so this is going to be really fun. We're going to get to know her at the same time. So without further ado, let's just get into it. And if you like this episode, make sure to leave a rating on Apple Podcasts. And yay, I'm excited. Hi, Sophia.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Again, the tech stuff, like every time, we just have to figure it out, but it's going well so far. I think we got it.
I know.
Okay, so I have so many questions. I found you through
amazing
Moya, because she shared one of your journal prompts, and I was like, ooh, who is this girl?
Yeah.
I'm so into it. Like, I love all your content. I love everything. Like, I aspire to have my side of the internet look like your side of the internet. Like, I really just love it.
Oh my God. No, I love what you're doing. I feel like, I don't know, it's so interesting. Like, all these different amazing, I feel like I've just like internet met so many amazing women this year with just like, I'm just so inspired by so many girls on this platform. I'm like, I'm just blown away like every day. And like, you guys are all so beautiful and smart and like have so much goodness. I don't know. It's awesome.
It's so fun when you start finding like-minded people. I think I said that when I first DM'd you, I was like, I'm so excited.
I know.
Once you find crazy, just like leads to another person. And then all of a sudden you have a community and you're like, wow, this is great.
Exactly. I know. That's the beauty of it. It's like it literally is like a domino effect. Like once you just start meeting new people, it's like you just start meeting this huge group and now everyone's intertwined and it's just like this beautiful thing. Now I'm like so into it. Yeah.
Small world all of a sudden, everyone knows each other.
Exactly.
Oh, fun.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So I was writing out questions and I was like, I don't even need to write out questions. I have so many because we've never talked before. So it's just like getting to know each other over.
Exactly. Podcast, I love it.
Okay. Yeah, so we're the same age. I guess you're a little older than me. You're 23 and I turned 23 in 2 months. So basically the same age.
Yeah. Yeah.
I always assume everyone's older than me, but
I know. And I always feel super young though a lot too. It's really weird. I either feel super old or super young. Like it goes both ways here.
I know.
Like LA, you know,
I feel 80 years old other times.
I know.
So are you from LA or did you grow up there?
I am. Yeah. I'm born and raised in Los Angeles. I've never lived anywhere else.
Wow.
Which feels so, I wish I didn't say it. Like, I wish that wasn't my truth, but, born and raised here. I've definitely like, I don't know. It's kind of wild. Like I've definitely, LA is just a crazy place, but I definitely want to move somewhere else soon because I feel like I'm just a little tired of it. I mean, how you're familiar with LA, obviously, a bit, right?
Yeah, a little bit, but yeah.
It's wild here. So it's a lot.
It's a scene.
Yeah, it really is. But definitely, it's been interesting, but definitely looking for more nature soon. That's where I'm headed next, I think. Yeah.
Come visit, girl. Yeah. We got a lot of here.
See, I want that. I need that like fresh air. I mean, I literally live like in the middle of like crazy city. Like it's a lot. Yeah.
Your view like out of your apartment, it looks crazy. Yeah. And like you have this amazing loft. It's really seems like the city.
Really life. Living this city life.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I was wondering
what I wanted.
Oh yeah. When did you move? Well, I guess when did you start living on your own or doing that whole thing?
I started living on my own. I never went to college. So I started immediately working, and I think I was 19 when I moved out, and I moved to my first studio apartment. It was like 300 square feet in Hollywood, literally like on the strip of Hollywood. And it was really interesting. Like I'm an only child. I was raised to be pretty independent, honestly, but it's a whole different level of independence living alone. And I never lived with roommates, and like, I wasn't used to, I don't know. It was really interesting having to like take out the trash and like do all of your dishes and like buy toilet paper and like all these things that you just like don't realize you need to do when you're living with your parents and everything. So I moved out there, and then I got a boyfriend and he moved in. So we were like living
in the studio.
Oh my God. Girl, I was not, it ruined my relationship. Wow. I'm being honest because it was really intense. And I'm someone that, again, I'm an only child, so I'm used to having a lot of my own space. And so I think I was like, this is not working. Like the bed and the couch are next to each other. Like I can't get away. He'd be on FaceTime with like his best friend, and I'd be like, okay, like does the best friend want to start paying rent? Because all I can hear all day is you fucking FaceTiming him. Sorry, I don't know if I can cuss.
No, yes, you can.
Okay, good.
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
I let it rip.
And I'm just like, I was like, this is too much. And then we ended up breaking up, which was really good for me. And then
how long were you together?
We were together for like almost 3 years.
Oh wow.
So it was a decent amount. Yeah.
The whole time?
Yeah. It was like 6 months before living together and then living together for the rest of the time. And it was really great. I mean, we were like best friends, but it got it just consumed my life. You know, I was living with him, hanging out with him, everything was with him. And then it got to be where like, I was just mentally done like 6 months and at like before even ending it. And then I just made the plunge and was like, we can't do this. And then this was only like 4 months ago we broke up. Yeah. This was actually pretty recent. And then I moved downtown with one of my friends. We're roommates now. Only like 4 months ago. So it was pretty recent, actually. I haven't been living here that long.
Wow.
Yeah.
Single life is like new thing. I was going to ask about your love life. So wow.
Yeah, I know. It's like hot girl summer, but nothing really. I mean, but COVID, so like it wasn't really hot girl summer.
I know. I feel like everyone was just trying to bring it to the next thing, like hot girl autumn, like hot girl winter.
Yeah, it's literally me. I'm just
we
like,
we just want to be hot.
Yeah, literally. That's all I know. But I really like, it's been really a great 3 or 4 months because I'm a very big relationship girl. Like I've been in relationships since I was probably like a freshman in high school. So I am not used to being alone. And I'm like, this is so weird, but also so nice, you know, like I feel like it's really great as well. So I've been kind of enjoying it and just like soaking up the freedom a bit. And again, it's That's dating awesome. In COVID era though is not it. Like it's really weird.
Yeah. Like, are you interested in dating again, or are you just kind of like hanging out?
I'm just honestly chilling right now, but I'm very playful. So I love the chase. I love the games of it. I'm someone that like, I just like playing around with it, and I haven't really been like hooking up with many people or really doing the whole like full in dating thing. Mm-hmm. Because again, I had COVID in July, and I am just freaking terrified of getting that again because it was the worst experience of my life. So
Oh my God.
Personally, I'm just like, I don't even want to risk like
Yeah.
Just dating around or going out even much. Like I see a few friends that are like, we're in like a tight circle. But besides that, I'm like, I don't know what these men are doing and have done. Yeah. And if they've been tested, and you know how guys are, they'll just lie, like, you know, yeah, to get good, what they good want. Yeah. I've been tested. I don't worry. I'm like,
6 months ago.
Yeah. Literally like once. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, but it's been fun to kind of like flirt around and just kind of like entertain the idea of dating again. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. Ooh. Yeah, it's fun.
It's so fun to hear about people's journeys with relationships and dating and stuff. I just love hearing about it. Everybody is so different and just,
Oh, I know. It's wild. Yeah. We all have different. It's weird. I never thought of myself as being a relationship girl, but I really am. Like I really am. Oh. I think I find, that's who I am. I was like, really? Like, cause I think of myself as being so playful and I get really bored easily. So. Yeah.
Okay. I need to know your astrology. Yeah. Like, what are your big three?
I am an Aries.
Okay. I was going to guess.
Do you want to guess? You know? Well,
I just was going to guess Aries cause you kept saying playful and I was like,
Yeah. I'm very much Aries, Sun, Virgo, Moon, and Capricorn rising. Virgo is, I'm really like getting in tune with that more because my roommate's really, 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 really into astrology. And she's always like, wow, so the Virgo. And I really like that comes out, like the list making and the obsessive thinking and like the very, like, I like my life to be very thought out. And I mean, the thing is half of me is the Aries, which is like wild child, like, very like, I want what I want. And I'm very impulsive, but I'm also very strategic. So it's like a strategic,
Well,
impulsive person. Yeah.
You balance it perfectly. Like,
when they're off balance though, is when I get like either complete anxiety or complete chaos. Like that's you know?
Wow. Yeah. So and then your Capricorn's like, fuck, like what's going on?
See, I don't know much about the Capricorn side. So I'm just like, she's just over on the side. I don't really know much about Capricorn.
We don't know about her.
Yeah. We don't know about her. I haven't gone into that yet, but it's interesting. Wow. Yeah. What are you?
I'm a Virgo rising, so I definitely relate to the Virgo energy, and I want to like cultivate it more in a way because my sun is Aquarius and my moon is Sagittarius. So the Sag moon is like kind of wild, fun too.
Yeah.
Like very live in the moment, and I don't really like to plan things out, but then I do.
Yeah.
And it's just
same. That's Aquarius literally how I like, am. Ah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. Same. I'm literally like, it's, I always say this on myself, but I have the strongest like dual nature in me. Like I swear I'm like half of me is just like the most wild, like silly, like outgoing, not shy person ever. Mm-hmm. And then half of me is like the most like strategic, like rigid, like likes routine, very thought out. And like, it's really interesting. Like I literally have two sides of me. It's so funny. Yeah.
Wow. See, that doesn't just apply. Everyone's like Gemini's like two sides of Gemini's. I'm like, I'm like everybody, like everyone has their dualities
I think we really do. And I think people try to also hide, like even like I've been playing a lot with like masculine and feminine energy as well. And I think there's a lot of dual natures that we experience as humans that a lot of people try to shut off and like, and kind of put away because I think it's easier to accept usually like one or the other.
Yeah, so totally.
We love roles. Like we love giving ourselves roles. And so, you know, if you're the crazy friend, it is like, I was always growing up like the crazy, fun, like party animal, like doing whatever friend. And then it was so hard for me to be able to be like, no, I actually also love waking up at 7 a.m. and having routines and like planning out things and like having my shit together, you know? So it was hard to kind of be both of those people.
And then people
sometimes
are like, wait, come on. Yeah. And you're like, no,
exactly.
Like, I have to do this. And they're like,
exactly.
What?
Exactly. No, it's so weird. But I think honoring that has been like the best thing I've done for myself, you know, for sure.
Wow. So living alone for the first time and getting into all this, like this whole quarantine, so many people are just like waking up and wanting to get to know themselves. And like, I feel like you're forced to, because at the beginning, like we were just stuck with ourselves for months and months in the house. And I'm like, shit, like that definitely made me get a lot more into spirituality. Like, and all of it, like meditating every day.
Cause you have to,
like,
you have to turn inwards. Yeah. No, I think like we've all had to turn inwards because our outward lives are completely shut down. So it's like, and it's really hard because I think like the things that used to give us validation and excitement and things that used to, because we're human, we like, you know, and I had friends that like, they would go out to bars and flirt and like do all these things. And that's how they would get validation, you know, or they would, you know, you'd go to like Pilates class every single day to feel better and to be able to like be with community. And so you didn't have, and going out even for dinner, for lunches and like meetings, things like that. Yeah. So we've had to really just go inwards and be like, okay, well, what do I actually want? What's actually giving me validation? And I think it's been a really hard time. I know myself included, it's like, I'm really coming to terms with a lot of darker shadow things that haven't really, you know what I mean? Like the shadow stuff is really coming up. But at the same time, I'm like, damn, like I'm actually able to kind of be more in tune with myself now. Like it's kind of cool. So.
I have so many questions. So
yeah,
like how did you get introduced to like spirituality or wellness or all of that? Like, did it just come naturally? You found it or you grew up?
Two things. Yeah. One, it's always been in my life because I was raised with two artists. Both my parents they're in the movie industry. Both my parents are like super like liberal artist, intellectual type. So I grew up with like waking up and my dad's like reading and like meditating and drinking his cup of green tea in the morning.
Oh my gosh, amazing.
And my mom, my mom's like a crazy, like movie writer. So she was always just like, and like, you know, and very just like wild. And then, you know, we would only shop at Trader Joe's and they would like make me eat like Jozo's and like almonds and like fruit. Yeah.
Same.
I literally, was raised like, you know, their values were very much, I mean, it's crazy because now like I had a lot of problems with my parents growing up, but now looking back, I'm so thankful that they raised me with such, I don't know, such good values of like how to live a good life and how to, you know, be kind and be curious and treat yourself well, and they treated each other well. I was very lucky to be raised in a household that was very respectful and very balanced, and they just taught me the importance of health from a very young age, and they also made me like stand up for myself, and I always they did a lot of things, really interesting things that kind of helped me develop character like really young. Like, I remember my dad would always be like, I would always be like, Dad, can you tell him that I want more lemonade? And, you know, and he'd be like, no, you're going to tell him. And I'd be like, Dad, no, I don't want to tell him. And he's like, do it. Like, then you don't get more lemonade. And so I remember like just being young and getting pushed to do all these things or like making my own food or like doing all the, like my parents wouldn't like, they didn't want to baby me, but they also obviously like took care of me. But, so I think like a mixture of that plus my mom, I was also not real. I wasn't raised in a religion. My mom was very open to, she had friends who were like Buddhist. We had friends that were Jewish. Like I'd celebrate like Hanukkah with my friends and then I'd celebrate Christmas and then we'd celebrate.
That's awesome.
I grew up in like the middle of like I went to a Jewish preschool. No one's Jewish in my family. I remember like, I don't know. It was just so weird. Like the traditions, I had it so ingrained in me. And then I went to a kindergarten and first grade that was all Mexican and Black kids. I was the only white kid.
Wow.
And it was really interesting. I remember like the girls would, like the older girls I would look up to, they would like they would braid my hair and like kind of put like that gel. Like it's very traditional. Like, cause there's a lot of Mexican and Black, people here in LA. And like, that's very big part of the culture.
Yeah.
And so I remember like just growing up being around all of that. And so whenever now, like the whole like racism thing and the whole race stuff and a lot of the kind of like, I just was raised with all these different cultures. And I think it was really interesting. Yeah. It was really crazy. And then I went to another school that was like more heavy on the like Christian side. And then I went to a normal public school in high school. And then I went to a weird hippie school that was like, you ran around with like bare feet and like hug trees.
What
and stuff.
Was it called?
It's called Waverly.
Oh, okay. I thought it was
really cool.
Maybe Waldorf. Is that where, for
college? Oh, It's no, Waldorf is like similar. It's like they're like sibling schools. Oh, and then cool. Sequoia is like the younger kids school. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no, that's so interesting. Waldorf,
my parents live like down the street from Waldorf right now.
Oh, wow. Currently. Yeah. My husband went to Waldorf and like a lot of friends all went to Waldorf growing up. It's like super cool.
It's the best. The coolest people come from there.
I know. Seriously. They really do. Sick. Like you're so I know. Fun and like sweet and understanding. It's just.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think
so interesting.
That's all to say that like, I think it was very much a part of my life growing up and, my mom also had like really crazy psychic friends and like interesting spiritual. Yeah. And so it was really weird growing up. I was like, and they took me to art shows and galleries. And so I was just I've grown up very creatively and curious and immersed in this kind of world. So I think now it kind of made sense for me to kind of build my own way of, you know, the whole, like this whole community kind of, you know, in a way. So
sharing that with everyone else.
Yeah, oh, that's exactly.
So cool.
Yeah. Oh,
that's amazing. So you really were like, I mean, that's your life path. Like you were just your whole life. That's
yeah. So cool. I mean, I was working in production for a long time, but I was like, I just this year was like, I can't do it anymore. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, how did you know that it was time to leave?
I wasn't excited about it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for me, it was like, it's all about the excitement. Like it's just, I'm someone again who gets bored easily. And if I'm not excited about something, then I just don't want to do it. And then I just won't. So I was like that even in high school. I was like, if I didn't want to do something, I was like, no, I'm good. Like, I don't want to, I don't want to do the homework. That's why like I failed high school. Cause I was like, not interesting, pass, not going to do it.
Oh my gosh.
Type of thing. Yeah. So it's bad. It's like not a good trait of mine, but I definitely like, I don't know. So, but production's fun. It really is. It's just, I also didn't want to keep working under people. I felt like I couldn't, maybe one day I'd love to do like short films or like do some sort of like be a writer or something would be kind of cool. But production's crazy.
Oh my gosh. That's very LA life, I guess. Like that.
Oh, it is.
Such
I know.
A normal thing to production. Say that. Yeah, exactly. But here I'm like, oh, okay. Production for what? Like, Amazon what do you mean?
It's like I did like, I don't know if you know, like Veep, or, Parks and Rec. I did like last season. Sorry, there's fire trucks. Yeah, of course. Me trying to film anything, it's like there's just sirens. Yeah, just you know. And I did The Good Place as well. I worked on that.
Whoa,
yeah.
That's so cool. Wait.
Yeah, and this a few things like that. Really fun, really interesting, very hard work. 10-hour, 12-hour days.
Grueling.
But definitely fun. And just, that's what I feel like everyone kind of does that out here a bit. Mm-hmm, so like it's a good,
How did you make the transition from like, how did you pay the bills, I guess, while like transitioning between the two? Are you kind of like, did your Instagram?
So basically what happened is like, well, I haven't even like, honestly, people, like I get comments on my YouTube, like she makes all of her money on social media. Now I'm like, honey, I am not like making like, make it sound like
what you spend in a week.
People were roasting me. I'm like, relax.
Oh, okay? They do.
You try living. It's like people get so attached to like your life that they think that like they just, it's just like, I'm like, you know, like 5% of my, maybe more than that, because I share everything.
Yeah,
I like overshare my entire existence.
So
but I'm just like, do you want to know when I'm on my period? Because I will tell you. Like, that's literally how I am.
Yeah, honestly.
I'm like everything. But anyways, yeah, people were kind of like, I don't know. But basically, working in production, I mean, I made a lot of money. Like, that was a job where like I was making, I mean, I was putting in the work. Yeah. But I was making a ton of money, especially being young, because I started doing it when I was like 19. I was making more money than I ever thought, because I worked tons of like retail and food industry jobs from like 15 to 19. So I was making like, you know, money here and there. And then it was like, whoa, this is like serious money. And so I did move out and everything. But yeah, it was crazy. And I didn't even know what to do with myself. And the thing is I couldn't spend it because I was working like 70 hours a week. So I'm like, it's not like I could like do anything much. Yeah.
Wow.
So then I started saving. And then during this quarantine, so basically I was like saving and then I started investing. Ooh. So I started investing last year. Yes. And so this is where people think like, she's just like, blah, blah, blah. Like making, I'm like, I don't make any money off social media. Hardly. Like I'm starting to kind of, but like not aggressively, which I probably need to be better at, but,
it takes a while.
It does. And it's honestly too, is like, I just don't know what to accept and whatnot, you know, like it's hard to know like what to,
it's super hard.
Sponsored stuff is really hard to figure out for me. I'm just like, analytics, all that. I don't know. I'm like, I don't know. I need like a manager. I don't have no idea. So
yeah.
But I started, yeah. Right. It's like, it's so much, but I started investing and then I just kept growing my, the money I already had. And then when it came down to just like this whole quarantine, when movies stopped, you know, no one was making anything. Everyone was out of a job. My parents were even out of jobs. Like everyone was, I was like, all right, whatever. And I obviously like, then you got unemployment and all of that stuff. And then now I've just saved so much money and I'm honestly just making passive income currently because of the investments I've made.
That's amazing.
Make it sound like I'm not making like tons of money or anything, but it's enough to live. And eventually, again, I'd love to keep growing my accounts. Good Lord, this
siren's quite a loud one.
They're like, there's obviously some fires or something around here this morning. Hold on. Let me just let it pass. Okay. Anyways, I'm not making like tons of money and I'm not, you know, I don't want it to come off like I'm just like, raking it in, definitely enough to live right now. Yeah. And I'm trying to, again, the Instagram, YouTube thing, hopefully that'll also, you know, whatever, we'll see. But for now, I'm just like, you know, I'm not going to do production work because I'm okay. I have like a, you know, a cash cushion, I'll call it. And then I'll just, figure out what I want to do, you know, going forward with this. Yeah. So, what I invest in?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, okay, so my dad is really good at this stuff. And so I was like talking with him and doing my own research and basically like I feel like I should do a whole video on this, but when the whole like CBD was started to get big, right? Because CBD boomed. I mean, like CBD is like a huge thing now, as you know.
It's everywhere.
And it's everywhere. And also they're using it in a lot of like research and a lot of like, it's going to be something that's going to be very common and even traditional like Western medicine now.
Oh, wow.
So I realized that. And my dad was the one who was like, hey, like, you know, you should think about investing in these bigger CBD, like bio kind of chemistry research companies, because they're the ones that, you know, when you invest in these bigger companies that are producing, you kind of have to like look to the future. So you kind of, it's kind of either like hit or miss. And I didn't invest a lot at first because I was like nervous, obviously, because you can just lose a ton of money. But but definitely like CBD companies, a lot of like, man, it would have been so good to invest in like a vaccine, and like other medical fields earlier this year, because now with like COVID, it would have been really good. Things like that. Exactly. I know. Didn't know it'd take this long, right?
Nope.
Just all the, you know, but yeah, so definitely just like people don't realize, like, I wish we would have learned about investing in school because honestly, like it's so smart to start that and to even have like a 401 or like a Roth account and like just putting money in, you know, like I want to do that when I have kids, like, you know, you start up account when they're a baby and then you put just a little bit of money in and then eventually they can take it over. And I don't know, it's about just like learning about money. I think it's interesting. And I have this whole idea of like now like abundance and manifesting money and just like all that stuff. And it's kind of wild how like, you know, that really does work. And
Can you talk a little bit more about that for some people? I've talked about it a little bit because I totally like believe that too. But can you just talk a little bit more for people who haven't heard of, you know, manifesting, calling in money?
Well, it's pretty much energy. I think of manifesting as energy. So like point blank for me, it's like every day you're putting out energy, whether it's good or bad. You're attracting things, whether it's good or bad. You're literally just... you're like existing, like you're going to keep existing whether you're positive and putting out good stuff into the world or not. Like, you know, either way, it's like things are happening around you. And and if you think about it, like we always wish for things and like, want, oh, I wish I could travel and I wish I could live in Europe or I wish I could have this job. And it's like, literally it's there though. It's there now. Like it's existing. It's a real thing. It's a matter of like just using your energy that you have as a human being and as a person and just putting it, I'm trying to like think of the best, like more close, clear way of saying it, but just like, it is, but it's basically directing your energy into the way that you want to really live. And you have to first be in touch with what that is. Like you really have to get in touch with what exactly you want and your values and like what that looks like for you. Yeah. Because some people, they'll just start, I want money, but like, what do you really want? It's not just money that you want. Exactly. And it's like, and you can be honest of like, is it for acceptance? Is it for a better life? Is it because you're trying to make up for something you didn't have, you know, a lack, like something you, you were lacking in your childhood? Is it because you're wanting to prove something to someone? Like you really have to think about why you want money. And, or is it just because like, for me, to be honest, like, I think it's also okay to just want money because it's fun and exciting. And it's a way to feel secure. And I don't know, I think we can be okay with also wanting money as well. And, and when you think of money, as like something that's always flowing and there's always a lot of it and it's not something not that you either. The lack and abundance mentality is everything. And I think also realizing you deserve everything you want. Like I think people, we start,
that's my like that, number like, one thing on the podcast. That's it. Every episode. Like, you deserve this shit, guys. Like
you have to be like, this whole like trend going around of like, be the main character is literally it. Like, I'm like, you have to be the main character because if you're not, and I'm not saying be selfish or be like, you know, me, but like, if you're not prioritizing what you, that's why like with relationships, with jobs, anything, like the second that you start prioritizing what you actually want and what you actually feel like you deserve, then things will start coming to you. Like crazy story. Like so I used to dabble into kind of like risque type of photo shoots and sugar daddy stuff. And like very into the LA. I was pretty bad. I was really into the like LA scene where I would like, you know, I would hook up with certain guys for clout. I would kind of like get into this very like toxic world of like doing things that I, at the end of the day, would feel like absolute shit for. Like I would feel disgusted. And again, I had lots of friends growing up who had sugar daddies and I did dabble in a little bit of that because I was like, why not? It's all my friends are getting Range Rovers. Like, why can't I do it? And, and all these different ways of making money and to feel really good about yourself. And I was sexualized since I was like 12, 13 years old. So I was like obsessed with the idea of my body being everything. And I was using my body. I mean, I would post like promiscuous photos when I was literally like in like eighth grade. Like I would post like booty pics on my Instagram, like for public view. Yeah. I was super sexual. I would do shoots. Like I remember doing American Apparel ads when I was underage, and my mom would come and like, she'd find out I was there and like come and like yell at, and like they almost like sued because I was like underage and like showing like my tits and stuff. It was bad. Yeah. So anyways,
so you did modeling long when you story were young. Short.
Yeah, I did. And I got into just like creepy older men and like I'd go and like spend it. It was just like really bad. And anyways, a year or two ago, I obviously got out of that more and like some things happened to me and I just kind of like stopped doing that. I got into a relationship, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I got the opportunity that I remember I was really low on money one time. This was like probably like right when I moved out and I was still iffy and like, I don't know, it was a weird. And I remember someone calling me and being like, hey, do you want to do this like nude photo shoot? And you'll give, you know, it was like $500. And I was thinking, well, I have to do that. Yeah. Like, of course, whatever. So it comes down to the day where I'm supposed to do this. Right. And I literally am like, feel so sick. I'm like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to pose naked. I didn't feel like it aligned with me anymore. I just didn't want to do it. It wasn't like an empowering photo shoot either. It was like going to be like exploiting me pretty much. Right.
Yeah.
And I remember like looking outside of the window and being like, I don't want to do this. I really don't want to do this. And I remember just making the decision and calling that guy back and saying, I'm not going to do it. Like, I'm just not going to do it. And then the next day I was worried because I was like, I needed that money. Yeah. Right. The next day I literally got the biggest, I think I got a check for like $1,200 or something. Yeah. Because of like, I got into a car wreck. And so the insurance gave me all this money for my car. And
the
I was like,
day.
Oh yeah. So gosh. It was almost like the universe's way of saying by you honoring your gut feelings and by you honoring your character and like who you are and what you want. Where like, you know, anyways, my whole point of that story was to say that like, when you know what you deserve and you know kind of like what kind of person you want to be and you have integrity and you are honest and you're a good person and you do things to make you feel good, like things will just come, like start coming to you. And that's what I think, like the whole notion of like, you deserve it. Like, that's major. Like we always deserve these things. We deserve it all. And it's so hard, especially for women, I think, to feel like we deserve.
Not selfish.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Like, it's not selfish. We deserve
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Exactly. We really
Someone
do.
Else is and getting it. Like,
exactly.
It's available.
And also that's the thing. It's all available. It's like, if like Kim Kardashian can get tons of money, if so-and-so can do all of this, then like, why can't I, you know, if men are making and doing all the stuff and getting these great jobs, like, why can't we, you know, it's crazy. So,
oh my gosh, I love stories like that. Cause I've heard so many, like literally the next thing, boom, you just, random checks from like things you forgot about.
Exactly. Those are the best. And you're like, oh wow. Okay.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
I know. It's like, hey,
literally. Exactly. Wow. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I'm like, I have so many questions. You have such an interesting life. So,
and I have a really crazy, I know, I feel like I should like, I think I might start writing like short stories or something about some of this shit. Cause I got shit for days. I feel like I've lived like lifetimes. I'm just like, I feel like I'm exhausted sometimes. I've lived like so much life. Like, I don't know.
Totally.
It's weird.
I can totally see that. It seems like it. Like, I don't know. Just cycling through a lot of chapters like fast.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of karma or whatever early in life.
Yeah, seriously. That's it. Yeah.
Wow. That's so
interesting. Exactly. I know.
So what does it look like for you now? Like with your spiritual practice, what do you do like on the day to day? Cause I feel like you have a lot of things you practice regularly.
Yeah. Well, I think for me, I'm actually working with a healer right now because I have some pretty severe anxiety and PTSD and kind of like other things that, again, I have lived kind of a wild life so far. So I do have a lot that I'm still dealing with mentally. And I think we all have these things that subconscious or not that we deal with. And I think some people have better ways of coping with it than others. I mean, I have friends who have been through the ringer and who are seemingly okay and like are able to function. And then I have people that, you know, only, you know, not much has happened, but they still get really affected by things and that's okay. I mean, there's such a huge spectrum. But for me, I'm really dealing with things and I think it comes in waves. Like I'll be really fine. And I tend to show, I mean, I do show a bit on Instagram, but I think I do have somewhat of like a sugarcoating thing. I don't think I share quite as much of like the deep, deep stuff. Cause I think it's obviously hard. Very personal. I'm like, I'm not even fully aware of it yet, you know? And so I've been digging really deep with this healer woman who's kind of taking me through, like, I don't know if you know about what a binaural beats are. It's like these,
kind of.
I think have you ever heard of that? It's like this, it basically simulates your brain, your subconscious brain. So you kind of listen to these like beeps, these certain kind of like buzzes in your ear and it unlocks trauma and thoughts in your subconscious. And I've been doing that type of therapy. I think therapy is honestly like a spiritual practice to me. I see an online therapist and I think it's the best thing ever just to speak to someone.
Absolutely.
For me, journaling, I do these like I do three morning pages now.
Oh yeah.
And it is hard.
I read about
it
that.
It is hard. Yes.
The Morning Pages. Yes. I think I'm reading that book.
Yes.
But I haven't finished
yes.
it.
Yes, yeah. girl. That's it. Yeah, that's literally it. No, it is hard because sometimes the first thing when you wake up, the last thing you want to do is be like, and write. And yeah. sometimes I'm literally writing and I'm like, I'm writing right now. Yeah. I am hungry and I want coffee, yeah. but I'm writing and I'm angry.
Yeah.
Like,
wait, what is it called? Just, the Artist's Way, right?
The Artist's Way. Yes.
Yeah. I have it on my yes. phone, which is a problem because I like to read books in person and I bought yes. this one on my phone. So I keep forgetting to read it.
Girl, but, it is the best. It okay, is the yeah. best. My mom, it's like her Bible. It's like my mom's Bible. And
wow,
it is
that's amazing.
The Morning Pages are everything. And
wow. How long have you
really
been
hard.
Doing them?
I've been doing this now, specifically the 3 pages, because I do yeah. journaling every day, but to wake up and do it, it's been a challenge, but I've been doing it now for like 3 weeks.
Oh, wow.
I am filling up pages. I mean, but there's some days where I'm like, I write like 5 pages because I'm just like so much that's stuff amazing. To get out, you know? Yeah.
Oh, wow. Have you
I
noticed?
Mean, it really, yeah, it kind of clears. You know, it feels like you're closing all the tabs on a computer, on your computer and starting
ooh,
fresh.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah, because wow. I think we even have a lot of like my work now and the things that I'm focusing on is like my subconscious brain. Mm-hmm. So I think that like we go through life and we're not tapping into our subconscious brain. And that's yeah. why we get things like anxiety and someone will be like, oh, I just get panic attacks every day, or I start crying sometimes, or mm-hmm. all these things will happen. And it's like, because you're not tapping into that subconscious part of your brain, like what's it actually telling you? And that's why I think journaling is so important. And writing these pages, it's like, I'm able to like clear everything out of my system and then I can start my day.
Wow.
So it's kind of weird. It's like the dreams, worries, thoughts, sometimes I'll be like, oh, like I'll talk about like what I want for breakfast and then I'll have an idea of like what to make. It's just like things will start like going.
Oh my gosh.
Like, wild.
I need to no, do you it. Really, you're selling
you do.
It.
No, you get so inspired by your own self. You're like, I didn't even know I had that in me. Like,
oh, that's
it's
amazing.
Honestly, it's beautiful. You know, it's so cool, but it does take like, I started with like 1.5 pages because 3 pages is like low key a lot. So yeah. I was kind of like, that's a lot of writing. My hand's tired. I'm not used to this.
I'm
shit.
Hungry.
Yeah, literally me. Cause when I wake up, I'm starving. So I'm like, yeah. I'm like getting through the pages. Like I need to eat. Like I'm so hungry, but yeah, like it's been pretty good. So that and meditating every single day has just been like life changing. It's, I don't just sit in silence. I probably should. But I'm very much like a guided meditation girl.
Mm, yeah.
I need a voice. I need some music. Otherwise yeah. I will like, I can't do it. Mm-hmm. So that's been really helpful for
what
me.
What are your favorite and guided meditations? Like, do you have an app or a YouTube channel?
Yes. Insight Timer.
I've heard
Insight
of
Timer is
Insight
the
Timer.
Best.
Okay.
The best. They have millions and they're like, you can get like, I mean, every type of, okay, I think there's one, what's her name? Giselle Bunch. What's her name?
Oh, yeah, Giselle. Yeah. Giselle Bunch.
Okay, she has
the model?
One. That's fire. And like,
oh, really?
I listen to it at night and I'm like, okay
girl, Giselle.
Like, I'm like, okay, go off with your meditation. I'm like, actually like bomb. Like I had no idea.
Wow, that's cool.
Some of them are the like, heck? Yeah, there's some that are like, even like there's this one, I'll have to like share it. It's like a panic attack talk down. So it's wow. literally like, if you have panic attacks, I get them so often where I will be like, just my brain, I feel like I'm going to pass out. Right. And mm-hmm. I'll put on my headphones and listen to it. And it's some voice telling you like affirmations of like, I'm breathing. And like, it helps you, it guides you through those feelings of like out of control wow. panic. And
that's
it is
amazing.
Beautiful. It is. And it literally is everything. And I think that, and I do a lot of sleep meditations, you know, just kind of like relaxing visuals. And honestly, there's really good manifestation guided meditations I do every morning.
Insight Timer?
Yeah. Like while I stretch, I'll do like these manifestation ones and you like repeat in your head, like all these things.
Oh, hell yeah.
You visualize like how your day, you want your day to go, like what you want to happen. It is like powerful. Our brains are just like the best. I love it.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's so great. I knew. I'm like, I'm so excited. I'm going to be so inspired after this.
Yes.
Like, I just need another kick in the ass. Like, I feel like
exactly.
I had a big kick in the ass to be really like more devoted to all like my practices, but I've been slacking. But then now this last week has been like rough and I'm like, no, I need this.
You need it. Need exactly. This. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
No, okay. I'm going to get that app. I need it.
Yeah. It's great. And it's free and it's really nice.
Oh, it's free.
What? Oh yeah, it's free.
Oh
yeah, you
get
access to like millions of them. I think the only thing is like you can't fast forward or something, but like I don't care, like, whatever. Yeah, but whatever. Like you get like
wow,
so it's amazing. Yeah.
Okay, Insight Timer, everybody, you got to download it.
Yeah, yeah,
wow,
yeah,
that's amazing. You're very into food and making recipes.
I am.
And they're so, they look so yummy and delicious. How did you get started with that? Like, how do you make recipes?
Well, I think I started because I had a lot of, because of my chronic anxiety and issues, I have a lot of gut problems and which most people with anxiety experience some sort of gut issues and things like that. You know, it's very common. And so for me, it was like, okay, like you can't have dairy, you can't have gluten, you can't have like refined sugars and all these things. And I was like, well, shit. Okay. And
so it made,
literally. And the thing is like, for me, I've always had a sensitive stomach as well. So I just started also just finding how cathartic it is to bake and cook and use my hands and produce a product. Like I'm very big on like, maybe this is the Aries in me. I don't know, but it's like, I like to feel like proud often. So I'm very addicted to like, I like to feel satisfied and proud often. So I think like baking and cooking and coming up with recipes and creating like this final result where I'm like,
so
look what
satisfying.
I made. It turned out.
Oh,
like, I did
my
this
baby.
And I feel it is exactly. So I think like for me, it's like that felt so good to do. And I'd be like, yes, like I did this. And also it's my love language. Like I love cooking and baking for people. Like I love, like I make like my roommate, like breakfast. I just love, like, I love that. And I think it's so much a part of culture. And I think I forgot about that for so long that like food is so binding.
Oh,
and
point.
Yeah, it really is so much. It's food is love. Like I know that sounds so corny, but it really is. And and I think exactly. And bringing it back to like, just, I don't know. I've also had disordered eating problems as well. Nothing like super intense, but definitely to where it was like, exactly. So it wasn't like, thank you, but it wasn't crazy, but it wasn't like, it's definitely, I think a lot, you know, very common with women. And I think we tend to look at food as the enemy. And I loved just reshifting that to where food is actually super fun and super, it can be a kind of a creative, exciting thing and like trying new flavor combinations and new variations of things. And I just love the creativity, honestly. And like, it's so fun to just like create things that I don't know. And all, honestly too, like I'm not fully vegan, but I do appreciate, you know, vegan baking and vegan cooking. And I appreciate what it does obviously for the planet. And it's better for my stomach and my skin and all of that as well. And I think just showing that, you know, you can make really yummy things with minimal ingredients and with good quality things, you know, ingredients that aren't gonna, you know,
all the recipes I like
shit.
Open, like Seymour, and I'm expecting like a huge long ass
huge thing. Yeah.
Like,
no,
just to do like a few little bullet points. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I have that all in my cupboard. Amazing.
Exactly. I literally made cookies this morning. Okay. I was like, just, I was inspired because I kind of wanted like something crunchy. And I literally just took like a cup of oats, a mashed banana, some vanilla extract, like a fourth cup of almond butter and like some chocolate chips and like combined it, put it in the oven. Boom. I have like oatmeal cookies.
Oh, amazing.
Like easy. It's beautiful.
So easy.
Yeah. And it's like, I know mashed banana and everything. Just like, that's just like, she's queen. Mashed banana does everything. Literally.
She's queen.
She is.
Oh my gosh,
so I think it's fun. Wow. Yeah.
So you didn't like take a course or anything? Like you just kind of started going for it.
Well, I learned the science of it because truthfully, and it's funny because I get a lot of DMs that are like asking me about substitutions or like this and that. And I'm like, here's the deal too. It's like, it's easy science. Like baking makes sense if you understand the basics. So like pretty much like you need a rising agent, you need a binder, and you need some sort of flower, right? Like that's all you really need. So you just can play around with like, okay, and you need a fat, sorry. So it's like any fat, coconut oil, nut butters, avocado, whatever, binding agent. You need either an oil, banana, you know, anything like that, that's going to applesauce that gives it moisture. And then you just think of like a flour, and then you just need usually baking soda, baking powder, whatever. But it's like, it's kind of simple when you think about it. Mm-hmm. You just have to use like this science way of looking at it. And then you can kind of just create anything. Like it's kind of beautiful. Like it's weird. It's like, that's why I think I like it too, is because the Virgo in me, it's like, yeah, it makes sense.
It seems very
calculated. It makes sense to me and my brain of like, that's why I can just kind of like throw something together. Cause I'm like, I have all those elements, and then it makes this harmonious, you know, creation, and which
Capricorn,
is so satisfying.
That's a Capricorn thing too.
I need to look up the Capricorn. Ooh. I don't really know much about Capricorn energy. I need to like get in tune with that. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. That's so cool. So what happens? Yeah. Like, do you ever like fuck up a recipe?
Terrible. Oh, I'd be fucking up. Yeah. And a lot of times too, like I'll fuck up a recipe and it'll taste bomb. I don't fuck it up, but like, it doesn't look great. And I'm like, shit, I can't post that. Like, it looks so bad. So I'll have to like redo it, because part of this is the presentation. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
You have the best natural light. I'm like, oh man, like the food.
My whole place is just windows, girl. My whole place is windows. So like I literally just have all the light in the world. Yeah.
I'm so jealous. It's so dark here.
Is it? Oh my goodness.
Yeah. I'm in Seattle. So yeah.
I can't imagine how that would, that's crazy.
It's so dark. Like there's actually some sunlight right now, which is rare, but it's
how you handle like seasonal. Do you not have seasonal depression ever?
I mean, no, definitely not like severely, but it is a thing. Like it definitely affects my mood most. Like I take vitamin D every day. I have to if you live here, you definitely should be taking vitamin D. Like
Seattle's so cool. I want to do a road trip all the way up north. I'm going to do that and then come visit you.
Come. Okay. Yes. Come to the farm.
Yeah.
Sages, my husband's mom has a farm on Whidbey Island. It's the island we grew up on. It's like an hour north of where we live. It's beautiful. There's like,
so you grew up in Seattle area.
Yeah. And then I moved to New York for school, but then I quit school because I hated it.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to FIT for 2 years.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow. I was going to go to Parsons.
Oh really?
I wanted to do the whole New York fashion thing too. I was like, yep.
I know. Yep. I was like, that's where I have to be. I can't picture myself anywhere else.
Same. I'm like, it has to be New York.
New York is so fun, literally. But it's a lot.
It's so fun.
Intense for to live there. Like
really intense.
3 years felt like 10 years for me. Like that.
Yeah.
And then I came back to nature and it's nice. But
yeah.
It's dark, so.
See? Yeah.
Yeah. It's dark here.
You need that vitamin D. Right? You need one of those lights. Oh, I know.
Sage has one in his office. He likes to sit on in the morning, like the happy lights, and just like
sits in front of it. That'd be me. I literally bask in the sun like I'm a damn chameleon. I'm just like, give me energy. Like I need it. Yeah.
I know. When I went to LA like last month, I was, I was like, this is so nice. People live like
this. Beautiful. I know. Seattle and Portland. I want to go to Portland too, really badly. I've always wanted to go.
Yeah. Do a road trip. Come up.
I know. It'd be so fun.
Come to the farm. Oh my gosh.
That's like my dream.
There, I literally need a farm. 10 acres, and there's like half the property, the 5 acres is all woods. And like, there's like a trail to go to the beach through there and to a private lake. And like, it's beautiful.
That is stunning. Wow.
And we actually, we've been remodeling. You know what a yurt is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Are like, what the fuck's a yurt? So I always ask, but
No. I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. His mom has a yurt on the property, and we just like redid the whole thing and made it super cute. We're going to do an Airbnb. So you could literally stay there, like wander through
that
the forest.
That is insane. I need that. Like I feel like I'm going crazy. Like my roommate and I always joke. We like get like stir crazy in the city. Cause I literally walk outside and there's like a homeless man pissing outside.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like, I'm like, nice. Like this is like good literally, morning. It's like, yeah, seriously. Like it's crazy. Craziness. So we will like just go to the beach and just like put our hands in the sand and be like, I need to feel grounded right now. You know what I mean? So like
absolutely.
That farm, woods, oh my God, nature is just everything. It like soothes my soul. I need to get back into it.
Yeah, it really does. Like I definitely underestimated how big of an effect it has on me. When I was
especially growing up, right, in Seattle, you're growing up around it. To be in like a huge city, it's like must have been so weird. Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird. The first time I came home, like I didn't visit home for years because I was like, I'm in New York. I don't need to come home. Like, fuck that shit. Like, I'm a city girl. Right, I'm like, no, I'm not. I went home. I'm like, no, absolutely not a city girl.
yeah, exactly.
I'm an ocean girl.
But it takes getting away for a bit to realize like what you really, you know, are drawn to at your core, you know, but honestly, like the fact that you even like realized that and made the decision to come back and like really listen, like that's what I'm talking about. Like, I think listening to your like true self in that way is such an amazing thing. Like, that's just like, that's the best. Yeah.
It's crazy how, okay. So I'll give an example. You gave a good example. So like tuning into your subconscious or what you want and being open with the universe and communicating with the universe, all of that. So, I'm like super done with, or not done. I'm, feeling over the internet, I guess you could say, having like my entire career life be on the internet. Like that's all I've done for like, I don't know, three or four years now. And it's like just being called to do other things for sure. And I was having a rough week with the internet, just being like super over it. And I literally was sitting in my office like, I'm so fucking over this. Like, universe, I need something else. Like, I need this next thing. Like, I'm so fucking over it. And then I'm like wanting to start a cafe next year.
Oh, my God.
A little town kind of near where we live, and just have like a cafe with a mercantile section. And like,
I supply the treats. I'm going to move up there.
Yes, please, wait, bitch, literally come up. Oh, my God. I'm going to die.
Oh, my God.
I would die. I would die.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely have like, I want to have plant-based like treats and then everything, sell wine there, sell like fresh flowers, like have the whole.
Oh my God. I can see it like in my head. Oh my God.
So I really want to do that. And I've been trying to like navigate my energy, move it to doing that, focusing on that.
Yeah.
So that day I was like, I'm so over internet. Like, I want to do my cafe. I'm over it. Like, come on, universe, like point me in the right direction. And then literally the next day, this like woman that I've been talking to as a restaurant connected me with a broker to like show me some spaces. And then one of my other like family connections connected me with someone else who started a cafe. It's been really successful. And then this space opened up on the street that I was looking at in this very small town. Like,
Saying that's amazing. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Oh my God. I love that. That's so exciting though. Cause it's like, that's an actual like physical thing. I feel like when you're on social media, the part that I've barely been on it. So I can't even imagine like if you've been doing this for so long, it's like, sometimes it doesn't feel tangible. Do you know what I mean?
That's exactly what I said.
And that's what freaks me out. Because at the end of the day, I'll put down my phone and I'm like, all of a sudden it's like nothing, not nothingness, but it's like, cause your life, but like, you think like, oh my God, like it's all on this thing, like everything I'm doing and when you start making money on it and the people, and it's like, oh my God, like it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing, but it's also kind of jarring of like, it's nothing I can actually hold and like touch and like go to. And like, it's weird. And so I can only imagine like that, you know, cause already even just through this year, I've been like way more on social media and it's been so interesting. It does kind of affect me. I can see where it could be like very, cause how long have you been doing? Cause you're big on YouTube. I just started looking at your videos and you're like popping on YouTube. So how long have you been doing that for?
When I moved to New York. So like four years, maybe. Yeah.
Oh
like
my goodness. Years.
But it's interesting. Let's just say that.
Do you have any advice for YouTubers?
Oh my gosh. I love your videos though. I've been watching, like, I feel like you're doing so good.
I don't even know what I'm doing.
That's good though. Like you're just being real, like hanging out. It feels like people are hanging out with you.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's just like, I don't know.
You're doing great. And people like really like your content for sure. Like your engagement's crazy good. People love it.
I don't know how. I don't know what. I feel like sometimes I think like, you know, I'm like one day, like I'm just going to overshare or just be talking about stupid shit. And people are going to be like, you know what? I'm done with her. I'm done with this, with how weird she is. And then I feel like it honestly makes people like, especially because of this whole COVID era, but people are like drawn to that. So now I don't even hold back. I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to put in the vlog. Okay. I'm going to just post on my story. I don't even care anymore. And like, I feel like people, the more like you don't care, like people just like respond better. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to just keep, you know, doing whatever. But it's, I feel like I'm so all over the place though, too, with like what I post and like what I talk about and what I do. Like, I need to find like a niche.
I mean, I feel like you do have a niche, definitely on Instagram. Like, you're just, I mean, wellness with soap. Like, I literally, when I first found your page, I was like, I wish I could start over and do this. Like, I wish my whole thing could be cooking, baking, like spirituality, meditation, like all of that. I wish I could do that because.
But then I just throw in random shit. Like, here's my boy drama. And like, here's like this shit.
You're human. And just like to connect.
I think that's what, I think that's what it is too, is just being,
you're more than
being myself and
a beautiful person with good recipes.
Right.
Going on.
Exactly. I hope that it's be like that, but I don't know. I'm actually like, I should look more on your YouTube. You have so many videos. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. There's a lot of them.
That's so, because I forget that people do it for, you know, if you're doing like once a week for like years, that's a lot of content. And it's a lot of editing and a lot of like, I mean, man, I don't know how people like, that's honestly really impressive.
I feel like I'm at like, well, not the last couple of weeks, but usually I do like 2 or 3 videos a week. And that's been, it's been too much. It's been crazy because I got a manager. So it's been weird because I feel like I have to please them and I don't want to say no.
Right.
So I just say yes to all the sponsorships, not all of them. Like I still usually, you know, I turn down.
Right. But still, and it's good though. I mean,
yeah, it's a whole thing. So I'm excited to be in the tangible because the podcast is super fun. I love doing the podcast and like oversharing for sure. Like I have a bunch of sex episodes. I saw you had a sex on your YouTube and I was like,
yes, I will literally come back on for a sex episode. Okay. Any day,
let's do it.
Let's plan for that. Let's just talk all things. I love that shit. I think it's so let's talk like boys, relationship, sex. I think that's so much fun to talk about. Like,
I know it is
so good.
Nobody talks about it. Like,
hello.
We're all like, we all were born. We're all conceived.
Like we're sexual creatures. Yeah, exactly.
Like part
that
of
literally happened. Like we are here because of it. Yeah. Because
someone fucked. Yeah. That's how it happened.
Exactly. Like that's honestly the beginning of just everything is just sex.
So
like truly. Anyways,
I don't even know how long we've been talking. I think it's been a while because usually when I do on my computer, like the normal way, you can see.
I think it's girl, it's 12:43. Oh my god.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, I should probably let you go. Yeah. But this is so much fun. We'll be talking forever and ever.
I know. We'll have to like just do like a FaceTime chat one day or something too, just to, you know, catch up and stuff. So
yeah, we definitely should.
I'm
so glad the internet brought us together.
I know. It's a beautiful thing. I love it. I'm going to come visit and everything.
Please, please come bake shit for my cafe. I will
die. Yes, please. Oh my God. That'd be so cute.
That would
be amazing. like packaged like cookies and like brownie. Oh my God. Yes.
Literally.
I'm doing it. I'm going to do it.
Oh my God.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much.
I'm so honored.
This is amazing. People are going to love you. So your Instagram is Wellness with Soph, like at Wellness with Soph. And then your YouTube.
Yes.
Sophia Rose, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is that your middle name? I love it.
Yeah.
So pretty.
Sophia Rose Kelly.
Oh, wow. That's so pretty. Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
Have a great rest of your day. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You too.
My gosh, guys, that was such an amazing conversation. I could have talked to her for hours and hours and hours and hours. Yeah, just so excited that the internet brought us together. I feel like I have so much to learn from her and definitely admire her dedication and just her whole outlook on life and universe. And I'm so into it. So hope you guys enjoyed also. Super casual convo as usual. But I definitely got a lot out of that conversation. Hopefully you guys did too. Thank you so much for tuning in. It means the world to me. You guys are literally the best. You are my favorite people ever. And I hope you're having an amazing day. And like we were saying in this episode, you are fucking worth it. You deserve everything you want. Go after, get it. You got this. And I'll talk to you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in to Acting My Age with me, Rohini Elise. See you next week.